The deadline for the families of September 11th victims to apply for compensation from a federal fund is midnight. The majority of eligible families have signed on. By receiving money from the Victims' Compensation Fund, they agree not to proceed with further lawsuits. But for Beverly Eckert, whose husband Sean Rooney was killed in the World Trade Center, it's not about money. She is filing an independent lawsuit against government agencies and airlines. Eckert works on the Family Steering Committee for the 9/11 Commission.
Sean worked for Aon Corporation and Tower 2, and he did attempt to evacuate right away when Tower 1 was hit, but due to the announcement to go back, he remained in the building and then was trapped above the point of impact when the second plane hit. And his next attempt to escape was to try to go out the roof door and went up, I don't know, 30 floors or something to make that attempt, only to find locked doors. So I think that there are a lot of questions about information the occupants had that they should have had and instructions they were given and warnings that, you know, about the World Trade Center being a target. And those are questions I hope to have answered via a lawsuit.
How's your family been doing since September 11th?
Well, the immediate family is just me. Sean and I were together since we were 16. We were together for 34 years, and we did not have any children. So here's a void where he used to be. But it's all still very fresh. I know a lot of people say, why haven't we moved on? But the pain is just still very, very intense.
And there's the fund that the federal government set up.
Yes, well, I'm not participating in the Victims' Compensation Fund. I find that it's not really what it's portrayed to be, and so I've chosen to litigate instead. But I think there's a lot of misunderstanding about the Victims' Compensation Fund, that it was simply created, you know, as an avenue to, you know, to the kindness or concern of Congress to compensate families. And I honestly think that it was a lot more complicated than that. And certainly the first reason it was created was not out of compassion.
What are the conditions for accepting the money in the compensation fund?
You're not allowed to sue any domestic defendants, pretty much. I mean, it's like you can't sue anyone except the terrorists. And I have done that. I mean, I'm certainly not in any way, shape, or form exonerating the terrorists, but there were a lot of points along the way that could have prevented the attacks themselves or after the attacks that could have changed the outcome.
So you're not taking part in the compensation fund because you don't want to cut off your ability to litigate?
Correct. I'm seeking answers. I think there's a lot of information we don't know about September 11th, and the lawsuit is a common avenue people take to get information and to get justice and accountability. I want accountability. I think it's important for our society to identify people who have failed in their duty to society and to try to make changes.
There is, of course, something for you in the compensation fund. If you sue and you lose, there'll be no compensation.
It's not about money to me. You know, if I could sue for a dollar, I would. I am not interested in a jury award. I don't want to settle.
You want accountability on the record?
Correct.
Couldn't this take a very long time?
Probably could take decades. But I'm prepared for the long haul. I'm doing it for all the people who died.
Sounds like you made a very easy decision for yourself. You're very determined about this.
Yeah, you know, it's confusing in the beginning, but the more I analyzed the Victims' Compensation Fund, I mean, you know, for example, it was part of the airline bailout bill, and, you know, one of the airlines involved is already bankrupt. It was such an ill-considered reaction. Also, it didn't protect just the airlines. It's protected every single defendant that can possibly be sued. I just don't understand why there's a need for Congress to intervene in the judicial system and say that, you know, we shouldn't be after these people. We should instead just take this payoff and go away quietly. There are the 70 of us, and we will have our day in court.
Beverly Eckert works on the Family Steering Committee for the 9/11 Commission.